This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll do the Junkies Parlay. We will try to put together a winning bet heading into the weekend. We wanted to get into the Micah Parsons situation. I mean, the Cowboys are officially 1 week away from the start of their NFL season. They open in Philadelphia in the opener next Thursday night. Micah Parsons still not reporting to the team. High-profile hold-in. We talked about Jane Slater tweeting on Wednesday. She's an NFL Network insider. She went to Texas. She covers the Cowboys. She claims that a, quote, big trade rumor is swirling for Micah Parsons. Now, we know that he went to the airport in Dallas to get a second opinion on his back. She updated, big trade rumor circling. I can't get anyone to confirm or deny there's interest there, which is very interesting to me. Everybody moving a little bit differently in the last 48 hours. Was the training table incident a final straw for them? I don't know. I know it irritated a lot of folks.
I mean, it was a terrible look. It's one of the worst looks I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was not great. It was not great optics. Yeah.
It was embarrassing is what it was.
I mean, you know, you remember when...
Can you imagine if Terry was doing that?
We were talking about Terry sulking, though.
Okay, but if he was
wasn't to that extent.
No, it wasn't even close. But if he was doing that, we would have been killing him.
Yeah, you have to.
Micah's so good. I can't see them trading him. And Jerry Jones had an interaction with Micah's mom that seemed playful just a couple of days ago. And then you see the offer that supposedly the Cowboys have given him. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that it doesn't work out there. And then I think about the Myles Garrett situation. He swore he wasn't going to play for the Cleveland Browns, and he gets a huge offer, and he signs there.
But to me, now that with the season a week away for them, like, even if he's... came to an agreement today, I don't think you can get him out there for the full allotment of snaps in a game in less than a week.
How is he different than Terry? How is he different than Terry? Terry got out yesterday. I mean, is one day going to make that much of a difference?
Well, they play before they play a few days before. They open Thursday night.
Okay. I mean, they're right now, they're a week away from their first game. Yeah. 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe not. Maybe.
Terry's got a little more time to ramp up.
Maybe he doesn't
play. A couple days.
Yeah. But, I mean, we were talking about Terry, what was our D-Day for him, and I think you were Thursday or Friday of this week.
For me personally,
so
it was.
Micah wouldn't have that much time.
I mean, I have no idea. It was just for me personally. That
Orlovsky said for Terry that even though he's reporting, it's going to still take, you got to be careful with him for the 4 to 6 weeks, mm-hmm. especially because the Green Bay game mm-hmm. is close
short
after
week.
The Giants, plus sure. the style of offense that the Commanders run, where it's kind of up-tempo. Mm-hmm. They said you kind of need to keep a watchful eye on them.
Some people were joking that he sounded out of breath after practice just getting to the podium.
Terry did?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're not, he looks like he's in shape. But back to Micah, if you were Jerry Jones, would you trade him?
I mean, it just depends if I thought I could get a deal done.
I don't think I would trade him, but I would want him in uniform for the opener.
Of course.
I wouldn't let it get to this point. Yeah, if I have designs on keeping him, I would have had him in the fold by now.
Okay. Why clearly
does he
they
wait
botched
until
it.
The end?
Clearly they mishandled
guys.
It.
Yeah. He seems to always cave.
But he also could be playing the game that Peters was playing with McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. This is the best offer I'm going to give you. You can either take it or you can sit out and miss game checks.
But doesn't he have a history of caving?
Who?
Jerry has a history of
maybe
caving.
Maybe he would. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Micah is going to
I know that the CD
sacrifice
Lamb deal,
game checks.
The CD Lamb deal came together late.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was right up against the start of the season.
I mean, the reported deal that Jerry Jones has offered makes him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. What does he want?
Is that a real deal, or is this the deal that he was talking about with Micah without his agent present?
Well, I think that's what he's talking about, yeah.
So I would like to see it as like a real sit-down between him and Micah Parsons' agent.
I'm not sure they've had that, right? Because he tried to send him that offer, and the agent told him to shove it where the sun don't shine.
Well, I think the agent was salty, and
yeah.
rightly so, that he thought that Jerry was trying to get the deal done without him being present. Which he basically was doing.
Yeah.
He was trying to work the framework of the deal without the agent weighing in on it.
What's they weird, pay a lot of guys, man. Dak got a 4-year, $160 million deal. Yep. You mentioned C.D. Lamb's getting paid big bucks. Micah Parsons wants, you know, T.J. Watt got 3 years, $123 million.
Look.
Miles Garrett got 4 years, $160 million.
Do you want to compete and have star players in the NFL? If you do... These are the price tags. If Jerry
Especially
Jones is balking at it, maybe it's time for him to hand over the reins to somebody younger and better at running a front office than he is.
He's not going to do it.
But it is SOP. SOP for him. Standard operating procedure.
Well, that doesn't mean it's right.
I'm looking back when he had Zeke Elliott, who signed a 6-year, $90 million deal in 2019. Mm-hmm. He was holding out. Then he only ended up playing 2 years.
Right.
At least with the Cowboys.
Doesn't he have like guys that he's tight with on the team? Like,
I'm sure.
Is he just ready to just
who Micah?
Yeah,
he. You think he can't be tight with guys on another team? If he gets
I know,
help?
But I mean, it's just I would think at some point, like some loyalty to your boys, like to be there. Like these are the guys you've been playing. I don't know.
I feel like if he got traded to the Packers, that seems like the team that has
the most
a little bit
right
of
now.
Smoke around him.
Yeah,
like he'd be boys with guys on the Packers.
Yeah,
pretty
I know.
Quick.
I'm sure. But doesn't he have some guys on his current team that maybe could, like, I don't know, talk some sense into him, maybe?
Well, maybe
talk
they have.
Talk some sense into who? Jerry or Micah?
Micah.
How do we know they haven't?
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. You're going to get stupid money. We need you. We need you to have 15
right,
sacks.
We need you, man. Don't leave us.
Yeah. You want to win a division? We need you.
According to a Packers insider who writes for The Athletic, Jerry is not even listening to trade offers.
Right.
Okay. That could be the case.
I mean,
by the way,
but that's what I'm saying. He could be playing the hardball that Peters played and said, here's the deal, Terry. You can take it, sign it, or you can play on your current deal or hold out if you want to miss game check.
This is
I don't think Parsons would do that.
But if Micah misses week one, I'm going to seriously consider voting for the Philadelphia Eagles for our survivor in week one.
I don't know if I want to burn Philadelphia that early.
It's all about getting to week two.
Survive in advance.
It's all about getting to week two.
No.
Survive in advance.
I know I'm not going
to
agree to that one.
That's fine. You can have your own opinion.
I'm not burning.
Didn't Philly actually start slow last season? Then they had the 10-game winning streak?
I think you're right.
Which was snapped by Washington.
If I can get Philly at home against Dallas without their best defensive player, I think that's a good spot.
I don't know if I want Philly in week one. I wouldn't be for that.
That's just my takeaway from Micah missing.
I feel like you were missing. The one that was number one leader in the clubhouse driving Cincinnati last year.
Oh no! Hold on, pump the brakes. Let's not act like I was the only person advocating for Cincinnati.
Let's go back and listen to the audio.
Now I know I was also stumping.
I think you were.
Well, I know I was a proponent, but I was
kidding.
I was also pushing for, I believe, the Saints face the Panthers in week one. And yeah. I said, the Saints are going to beat the brains out of the Panthers. And I'm pretty sure they did.
Well, even if,
and it fell on deaf ears.
Look, I'm not going to pick Philly in Survivor. But even if he signed today, all right, and he was out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, for weeks worth of practice, he's still not going to be 100% next Thursday.
He's not ready to play full snaps in an NFL game.
No. So either way, but I'm not going to take the Eagles. But I don't think he's going to trade him either.
I don't know, man. It seems like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, that would be a massive deal for him to trade Micah Parsons.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But is he going to... He looks like he might be stubborn enough that he's willing to miss games.
Micah?
Yeah, the way he looks right now.
Maybe. Well,
go ahead.
I did agree with his pre-tirade snack, nachos, on the way to the training table.
Right.
Delicious.
Right. Well, he's throwing quite... I wonder how Cowboys fans feel. They must be infuriated. Because, you know, the worm even started to turn on Terry a little bit here the last couple weeks. Now, I think when you saw the presser yesterday and you saw him signing his deal and hugging everybody and that smile back on him, everybody's all on board again. Everybody's 100% behind Terry. But the worm does turn. And as beloved as I'm sure Micah is, you know, that was such a bad look.
I would love for him to trade Micah to the Packers and then for Micah to have like 23 sacks. Just lap everybody.
Right.
Well, aren't Commanders fans dreaming of a Quinn Parsons reunion?
As bad as Jerry Jones is at running
his team,
I don't think he's that dumb where he would trade him.
You'd have to trade Jaden Daniels to
Parsons. If he trades him in the division, that's where like Stephen Jones and the other, you know, they would have to step in and say, okay, you've officially lost it. You just traded him. You traded a generational superstar. Inside the division.
They're not doing it.
Like, you've lost your mind.
Right.
And I don't think you want him to trade him to the Packers. Commanders play the Packers in week two.
Well, he would be probably reduced because he has barely been on the practice field. If you want to face Micah Parsons, you probably want to face him in week two. I would guess. But just a giant mess in Dallas. I can't wait to see how Jerry Jones tries to extricate himself from it. They'll probably just give him a gigantic sack of money and get him back on the field. That's
my guess, but you better do it soon.
He's 82 years old. 82 years old. How much longer can he be doing this?
He still seems to be pretty with it.
As long as he wants.
He does seem to be pretty with it. It's his toy.
It's his baby.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Haymarket. John, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Mike is going to pull the old injury thing. He's going to play 2 plays, grab at his back, and then he'll just sit out the rest of the game. And then, you know, slow play it all season, not have to play, get paid, and then just see what happens next year.
Well, they could franchise him again, right? Or for the first time, right?
You mean next year?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could. Yeah.
If he did that.
Yeah. But doctors also have to look at your body and go, all right, you're hurt. We agree with you. If they say, no, you're not hurt, then you can't do that.
Can you see everything in a back? I always feel like a back is pretty nebulous. Back, like it's hard to actually see when you have a back injury.
It can often be dicey.
Claim back pain.
That's why he's going to wherever he's going to see another doctor.
By the way, in Cakes' defense, he was pounding the table for the Seahawks week 1 of the Survivor. And I'm listening to a quote where he says, the only thing that worries about... that worries me about the Bengals is that Jacoby Brissett is a capable backup.
Oh, and he was capable enough to lead them
Seattle,
to the win.
And Seattle
And Seattle beat the Broncos in week one.
Okay.
So you wanted Seattle and you didn't want Cincy. So we were making stuff up. Did I want Cincy?
I wanted
Cincy.
Jason was pounding the table the hardest for Cincy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it seemed like JP and Eric were coming along with you.
Oh, look at this revisionist history over here.
See, the script was flipped.
Glad you're the show archivist or archivist, however people say it. Well done, Valdez.
Well, again, you know, we'll really get into it next week, but it's a tough week. It's a tough week.
A lot
week.
Of tight
You know
spreads,
what? It's fine.
Man.
Even if we would have taken Seattle last year in week one and we would have lost in week two.
You're such an optimist. I paid our lady.
I paid her too.
I got to pay her.
We're
I got
to
ship her the chips.
Let's just set mini goals. Let's see if we can get a month. Let's see if we get a
get
month
week
long
four.
Sweat. Yeah. Mini goal.
I just try to one week at a time.
Yeah.
One week, like our old friend Rich Gogal, one day at a time.
One week at a time.
What is he doing?
That's all I'm looking forward to at this point.
Is he still doing radio?
He seemed like a lifer. I'm going to guess he's probably still in the mix. Yeah. All right, don't forget Dave Richard will join us coming up at 8:00. We will break down everything fantasy football related with him. You know you have drafts coming up either tonight or this weekend or early next week, and Dave will help you with all the advice you need coming up at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.